Hello, it's Sean in Robot on Fun Kids Meets this week. This is the podcast where you get to meet excellent people, and there are no more excellent people than our good friends from the world of books and radio than Greg James and Chris Smith.
Robot loves Greg James and Chris Smith.
We do love our fellow radio and book pals, Greg and Chris. They wrote the Kid Normal books, which you may have read, and they now have a brand new book called The Great Dream Robbery, which is all fancy and hardback and everything. I'm actually 100 pages into this one, gobbled those 100 pages up pretty quickly.
I like a story that starts with immediate intrigue.
And this one definitely did, Robot. There's no messing about in this one. There's no four or five chapters setting up the main character, Maya's backstory, or any of that stuff. We get stuck in to this one. I'm not going to say too much, otherwise that does spoil the aforementioned intrigue. But before we hear from Greg and Chris, Robot, do you want to guess three weird things that might be in the interview? Because the book is about dreams, it could actually be weird stuff, which is why I thought you'd be ideal for playing Fun Kids Meets Bingo with us this week.
Okay, my guesses include unicorns eating popcorns, a lion twirling a dandelion, and dilemma with a banana.
I mean, those are suitably weird enough for me. Will any of Robot's guesses be in the interview? Let's join Bex as she chats to Greg James and Chris Smith.
So I am joined right now by Greg James and Chris Smith. Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Bex.
Hello.
We are very well.
We were just saying how excited we are to be talking to you and also to be talking to you together.
We've
not really done anything for ages, like in the same room. It's amazing.
This makes it all the sweeter for your brand new book, The Great Dream Robbery. It's so much fun. I genuinely love this book. I read it like unreasonably quickly, like really fast. So can one of you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
So the book is all about a girl called Maya Clayton, and she's very unhappy at the beginning of the book because her father is in hospital, very sadly. He's asleep and he can't be woken up. But one night, a strange boy turns up in Maya's dream. What's he doing in her dream, Greg?
Well, you'll have to read The Great Dream Robbery to find out. But what we do find out is that Professor Dexter has created a device which enables you to travel into people's dreams. And so Maya decides to go and meet this guy again, Teddy. And they become the Dream Bandits, and then they have to try and find out what the heck has happened to her dad, and then they find lots of crazy characters along the way. They go on a huge adventure, and they bump into Lilith Delamere, and Lilith is very central to the story. But we don't want to say too much about Lilith because that is the joy of the book. Really, is how it all hopefully ends well.
I was going to say, you've created a really intriguing villain in Lilith because she's obviously inherited Somnia from her dad, so she's got a lot of pressure, and she's quite a, it must be quite a fun character to write, surely.
We love writing baddies, don't we?
Yeah.
Baddies are always fun to write because they always get the best lines, don't they? Mm-hmm. They always, and they get to be properly sort of evil. We wanted to write a villain that wasn't just plain bad, so we've hopefully given Lilith a few layers, and hopefully people enjoy reading the kind of the changes that she goes through in the book and what happens to her.
The thing about Lilith is that she is quite bad, but she is more than anything sad, and we work out why she is and why she feels slightly out of place or slightly unconfident in her job and her world, and why does she feel restricted, and it's a lot to do with her dad, and we write about that. We loved writing about that, actually. It was really nice to see that there was a story. Like, so Maya goes on a nice little journey and Lilith goes on a nice little journey throughout the whole book, and how they intersect we really, really found interesting and loved that. So yes, it's a different style of baddie, I think, this time. Not just plain silly and bad, but sort of interesting as well.
You've got all those layers there, a bit like in Shrek with the onion. You've got all those layers to peel off.
Yes, she is an onion.
I also love in the book, like, you kind of play with it a little bit. Like, you talk directly to the reader sometimes. You have a page where you've just got the word owl just over and over again. And also, I noticed your chapter headings are really fun. Was it Apocalypse Cow? and Waking Dad that like genuinely made me laugh. Were they like little Easter eggs for yourself? Were you hoping people would find them?
Yeah, we're hoping people will find them. Chapter, here's a trade secret that you have very cleverly noticed, Bex, that making the chapter titles are, I think, the most fun part of the book for us. And yeah. We really like thinking of a great chapter title. Waking Dad is my favorite chapter title that we have ever written.
Yeah.
Really?
So thank you for spotting it. but it's also partly the way we plan our books out. You know, what we often do is write down the chapter titles first before we do anything else.
How about we do a fun kids exclusive?
Oh no.
Yes, please. Oh my
completely
goodness.
Illegal because this is another story we're thinking about. Should we give one chapter title, one rough chapter title?
Okay, one chapter title.
I think Chris might shout at me when this interview. So at the moment,
all right.
Chapter four of the an unplanned, chapter four is called Pandemonium.
Nice. Yes, that's good. I like that. Yes, okay. More of these
could
puns, please.
Panda.
Could do.
Could just involve chaos.
Doesn't necessarily.
Don't, not, necessarily. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be weird if there wasn't a panda there though. Like, no offense, if you've not written a panda in. Like,
surprise you with that.
You might think that we could possibly comment.
In fact, we might just not put a panda in it to spite you.
Just a little note at the beginning, like, Bex, this is your fault.
Chapter four is dedicated to Bex.
Or it might be an unexpected kind of panda. It might not be a giant panda. It might be a red panda / tree panda.
Yeah. Or it could be a story of someone pandering to somebody else.
It isn't, though. It's about pandas.
It is a panda.
I love that you gave me the hidden third option, though. Thank you very much. The pandering is quite nice. I'm going to ask anyway, let's face it. Is this for the second book in a dream series or is this a brand new storybook?
No, the Great Dream Robbery is its own thing. And it was really lovely to do something different because Kid Normal was very much a series of four books, five if you include the World Book Day book, but four main books. And this one is a standalone, which is really quite a different challenge to go, right, the story must start, have some stuff in the middle and end here within these two covers. And we were excited to do that again with the next one.
It must be quite a challenge having had so many books in the last series to pack everything in and have a satisfying conclusion just to one book. That must be quite hard, right?
Different challenge.
It's a really different challenge, yeah, because you can't leave anything hanging. You can't kind of go like, and then the villain escaped. Ooh. What happens?
Yeah,
find
sure.
out in 12 months' time.
Yeah.
But actually, I think it's been a really good challenge for us. It's it means that you can't be lazy. You can't leave any kind of
Not that we were ever lazy,
but you can't leave any kind of plot shoelaces untied. You've got to make sure that everything's nicely kind of dealt with.
Not that we did leave shoelaces untied.
Not that we left any shoelaces, only deliberately.
Tell you, as someone who's read the book from cover to cover, there were no shoelaces left untied. No, everything was tied up perfectly in a bow. I did, because of the theme of the book, I wrote down some notes of what questions to ask you. And one of them I've looked at is needlessly aggressive. I just wrote down, how do you sleep at night? Which seems... quite rude, but I'm going to ask you now, how do you sleep at night?
I've actually never watched you sleep.
I don't know. That would be relatively creepy.
Usually in a relationship, there's one person who sleeps, the sort of classic is one person who sleeps really well and the other person who doesn't sleep very well, and they get annoyed at the other person and they just can't believe that they just go, and I was just a...
Yeah.
I'm that person.
So
Bella always has to watch you sleep.
Bella takes about 3 hours to properly fall asleep, whereas I take about 13 seconds. What about you?
I'm a really deep, good sleeper.
See?
I mean, I'm not just blowing my own trumpet here. I'm excellent at sleeping. I'm really, really, really good at it.
You're the most humble sleeper. Humble sleep bragging there. Lovely.
I feel like I've nailed it. I'm ready to sleep in the Olympics for Team GB.
That's great.
Another question. So we've obviously got a lot of books coming out at the moment, Fun Kids. Loads of lovely people are chatting to me. And I'm playing a little game of celebrity interview tag. So yesterday I spoke to Connie Hook. And I asked her what question she would want to ask you about your book or about life in general. And she wanted me to ask you, what is your weirdest dream ever?
Ooh. Good question.
Well, maybe not the weirdest, but fortuitous for this book is that one of the ideas in the book is that the main characters, the Dream Bandits, meet each other in their dreams and they pick up where they left off the night before. And that's genuinely something that I dreamt about as I was falling off to sleep. That idea of, wouldn't it be fun to, like, I could just go and meet my friend in the dream. And you just go, right, we're going to fall asleep at 7. And then you just go, ah, here we are on the moon or whatever.
Let's go and have a dream adventure.
Yeah, dream adventure. So that was sort of where part of the idea for the book came. So it, when people say in interviews, oh yeah, I just totally dreamt up the idea, I literally did. So that's definitely a weird moment where I wrote it down in my phone half asleep and then told Chris the next day and he went, yeah, that's not terrible.
Good idea. I mean, we're not going to write books based on all Greg's dreams because, no. You know, that could get quite a weird, eventually quite dark.
A lot of them are quite cheese-based as well. Yeah.
What about you, Chris?
I dreamt that I was on... I dreamt there were a load of people on a beach and there was this really strong wind blowing in their faces and the wind was called the Grand Pozzini. I don't know what that means, but it was a weird dream.
Was that a real one you had?
Yeah, it's a real one I had, but it's a good name for a character, isn't it? The Grand Pozzini.
It sounds like a magician.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we might just, you know, so I might maybe dreamt up a classic book character.
Or the Pozzini Grand could be a nice hotel.
Oh, it could, couldn't it? Yeah. Or a theatre.
Yeah. I would stay there. But I also, of course, need you to ask a question for my next guest in this celebrity interview tag. And my next guest, I mean, if it was terrible, don't worry, I wouldn't tell you. It is lovely.
Go on, who is it?
It's lovely Dermot O'Leary.
Oh God.
Right.
Okay.
Dermot's the best. I used to work on the radio with Dermot.
Okay.
So we genuinely revere him.
Yeah.
He's a very, very, I think the nicest man in the world.
He is,
isn't he?
He's one of the nicest men of all time.
No, he is the nicest.
Oh, sorry, he is the nicest man.
Oh, yeah, there is no nicer man. Yeah.
Well, what do you want the question to be?
Well, to talk about the lovely Toto the Ninja Cat, won't he? So, should we ask him something about cats?
Yeah. You've got a cat.
What's the weirdest place your cat's ever been sick?
Oh, a great question for Dermot, and also just a good, fun kids question. So very happy with that.
Because cats. I mean, I have a cat, and they do that.
Like,
they like to, you know, that's just part of being a cat. But yeah. they like to surprise you by doing it in unexpected places. Just a little game that cats like to play.
Supplementary question,
okay?
Because he's very into cats.
Well, there's two of us. We can have a cat.
You can have two. Yes, fine.
It's related. It's related, though.
Yeah.
So question two, or part B of the first question, 1B, is: if I could promise you that your cat would live forever, would you also take on a dog?
Guys, I'm going to ask that question. And also, one of you can trademark it for your next book, I'm sure. Either you or Dermot. One of you will use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dermot would be a good Doctor Who, wouldn't he?
He would be a good Doctor Who.
If he'd come out of the TARDIS and go, your Saturday night starts right here, and do a little spin.
Call him Doctor O'Who.
With a massive pause.
Dermot O'Who.
I think we've solved all of Dermot's problems. He has no problems. We both created and solved all of these problems with Dermot O'Leary. Guys, thank you so much for chatting to us. And The Great Dream Robbery is out now. Everybody should go and buy it. And thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thank you. We love fun kids.
Love you.
We love you, Bex. Cheers.
Bye.
Big thanks to Greg James and Chris Smith for chatting to Bex on the Fun Kids Meet podcast.
They were so fun.
They were fun, weren't they, Robot? They were great. Going to the Fun Kids Meet bingo, though, Robot, something's interesting has happened here. I don't think this has ever happened in the history of the Fun Kids Meet bingo. Your guess wasn't in the interview. However, one of your guesses out of unicorns eating popcorn, a lion twirling a dandelion, and a llama with a banana, one of those things is actually in the book.
Really? No way. That is awesome. Which one, though?
Well, I can't actually give that away because I think it technically counts as a spoiler and I don't want to be stealing another author's joke. It kind of breaks author code. So if you want to find out, Robot, you're going to have to go and get a copy of The Great Dream Robbery and find out for yourself. So thanks again to Greg and Chris. I'll be back next week as we chat to more famous and interesting people on the Fun Kids Meets podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, or the follow button, or whatever button you press on what you listen to your podcasts on to make sure you don't miss the episodes. We'll be back next week. See you later. Bye.